Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. For those of you who are running around and don't have time to listen to this whole show, you can always get onto gulfcoastnutrition.com and check out some information about our store. Take that wonderful virtual 3D tour that Google offers. And you can always give us a call at 727-754-2900 to find out more information about the testing that we're going to be talking about through the second half of the show on food allergy and food intolerance.
And don't forget that they can also get on the website and listen to the shows. We have them archived there on the website.
Oh, yes.
So if they happen to miss any of the show, they can certainly get on there and listen. And, it's still August. We still have those great specials going on in the store. As I mentioned earlier, we have wonderful BOGOs going on for 9 items. So as you mentioned, I think you could save if you bought every one of those, you could save over $400,
I think. I'll have to do the math exactly.
So I'm
afraid to do the math now. I turn around to write something down. You poke me and go, what do you think about that? Huh? I'm not paying attention. And I said, what?
You should always be paying attention.
So now I'm not doing the math. I'm paying attention.
But if you have not had a chance to come in our store, now is certainly the time to do it, to take advantage of this great sale.
Before
the
end of
the
month.
Because we don't do this all the time. It's only till the end of August. So get your BOGO deals. And we also have our other August specials, 20% off all of the plant fusion proteins, 35% off all natural melatonin, and 30% off the entire line of Doctor's Best. So we were talking about food allergies versus food sensitivities. And we mentioned just the testing. And these tests that you can do for food sensitivities it's usually a blood panel. And you just get a simple blood draw. And what they'll do is, depending on what profile you pick, because they have several of them, that it can be from a basic profile of foods all the way up to a very comprehensive profile of foods.
So one profile may only have 50 items that are general items, but you could get farther down into that, let's say 250 items.
Right. Yeah.
To really specify.
Which will cover not only the foods, but spices and herbs and even grasses and different things like that, that you can see how your body is responding to them. And the tests are pretty easy to understand.
Oh, yes, I've seen them. Wonderful. Color-coded. Can't get any better than that.
Right. They're color-coded usually, and they'll divide it out of what type response you're having, whether it's a mild response, a moderate response, or a very severe response to this food.
And all the good stuff that you can eat, it's right there in the green column. All the severe is in the red column. You've got a yellow and an orange column, too.
And keep in mind, this is not forever. I mean, what you want to do is you want to direct attention towards your diet and certainly stay away from those foods that are in the severe and moderate ranges. Absolutely. You know, especially for a certain period of time, I would say from 3 to 6 months, while you're trying to get this situation under control. And you want to work in conjunction with that. You want to work on healing and repairing the gut from any inflammation that may have occurred, and one of the reasons why you may have become more and more sensitive to more and more different types of foods. So it's a two-pronged approach.
So yes, with the gut again, because you can get a skin irritation, you see that pop up and you're like, oh my, I just ate tomatoes. 20 minutes later, my skin's all broken out. I'm starting to see some correlation here. But you don't see it in the gut right away. You think, well, I ate something. Was there bad bacteria on it? Was it not prepared properly? You don't think right away, oh, maybe I have a food allergy.
Right. Or you just say, oh, it didn't agree with me.
Right. It didn't agree with me. But then what other, if you're not getting a blood draw, but you're looking at some other testing to see if you're getting gut irritation, what would you be thinking?
Well, you can certainly test certain things. There's an antibody called secretory IgA that's found within the gut. And you can get that tested. And if you are low in secretory IgA, you are more likely to develop food sensitivities because secretory IgA is one of those things that works as a barrier between the food and our system. So it helps protect us against bacteria, viruses, and any bad reactions to foods. You know, that's certainly not scientific enough, but that's what it does. And you know, so you can test that secretory IgA in the intestinal system, and if it's very low, you certainly could be reacting to foods. If it's very high, that's not necessarily good either, because that means you probably are reacting to something.
And you're getting inflammation occurring in the gut.
Right. So you can certainly test that secretory IgA. It's very important as an indication of how your gut immunity is functioning.
And see whether it's in range or out of range, too high or too low.
Right. So that's another way of doing it. But a lot of people will want to know what foods they're eating that they're sensitive to. And the food sensitivity profiles are what is going to show you that type of information. Hmm. So that you know specifically to stay away from this, and oh, look at these are the items that I can eat right now without any type of reaction that my body's going to have. So you want to stay away from those foods for a certain period of time, heal and repair the gut, and you can slowly add back in some foods. But the problem is that we tend to eat those foods continuously. So that doesn't mean that you'll never get a reaction again from it. If you start eating it continuously like you did, you may, you know, have another reaction to it. So you've got to just be careful with how much of that you're eating. Like if wheat is one of those, wheat is one I always say stay away from, you know, forever.
I mean, you don't really need it in your diet to survive. You can get away without gluten in your diet. It's one of those things.
Right, certainly. And there's a lot of health professionals, even medical doctors out there that are touting a wheat-free, gluten-free type of diet because we're seeing how much reaction, how many people are sensitive. And you don't have to be celiac to be sensitive to wheat and gluten. There's a big scale there, and celiac is over on the far end of that spectrum, you know, where food intolerance and just a little bit of reaction. But, you know, some people will say, well, I'm getting most of the wheat out of my diet. Well, most is not going to work. You know, you got to get all out of the diet, unfortunately, with that.
And but, I know you met Dr. Davis, who wrote Wheat Bowl,
oh, yes,
didn't you?
Of course. Dr. William Davis. He's wonderful. Love him. Great guy. Great doctor. He's a cardiologist. And if you've not seen him on Dr. Oz, he's been on Dr. Oz, but he has a great book out called Wheat Belly. And it talks about what happened to the wheat grain over the number of the years and why more and more people are so sensitive now to wheat and what it's doing in the body and what it's doing in the brain. And it's really, really fascinating. He's a great guy. And his entire means of practice has just turned around. You know, from the way he used to treat people years ago, the way that he was taught how to treat people as a cardiologist. So, and he's getting great results. That's it. And people lose weight. If you've ever seen his Facebook page, look up his Facebook, Wheat Belly, and you'll see a lot of pictures on there of how people, when they go on to this specific diet. But getting away from that intolerance, you know, let's get back to that. But there are certain things that you want to do to help heal and repair the gut, and that's going to be your probiotics and your intestinal product.
Which is a glutamine product.
Right, the high glutamine, because glutamine helps repair that secretory IgA and helps repair that mucosal barrier against your foods. So you want to get a lot of good bacteria in there. You want to get that a high dosage of glutamine, and I would say anywhere from 5,000 milligrams up to 10,000 milligrams. So it's a pretty big dose. So you want to do it usually in a powder because you can't find that high.
I know. I've seen some people take the capsules and they show me they're taking one and it's got, you know, 100 milligrams or something. I was like, 500. And then, you know, this one at 5,000 in one scoop. That's what you need for a therapeutic value.
Absolutely. And that can help rebuild and repair that mucosal lining and get your immunity back in order. And at the same time, like I said, avoiding these foods that you know that you're now sensitive to after doing a test like this.
Right. But for those, again, who don't understand that, hey, what was that test you were talking about? There are certain tests from certain companies, and you can give us a call at Gulf Coast Nutrition, 727-754-2900 to get more information on those different type of tests. They are blood tests that range from a 50 panel up to, you know, a 250 panel or higher, to give you the information you need on which foods you might have allergies to. And that way you can know how to combat things from
there. And we have those tests there at the store as well. If you want to just stop by the store and ask us some questions about it, you're more than welcome to. We welcome you in all the time, of course. And don't forget to take advantage of our great sales that we have going on this month till the end of August, all of our BOGOs.
And we are at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor. You can always check us out on gulfcoastnutrition.com or contact Brenda B. at the store, and we can check into more about our supplement tune-up that she has available and find out more about that.
And the number again, 727-754-2900.
So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.